Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
My Lord.
I will obey. Sound man.
I will obey your word.
Want to see your kingdom come.
Want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Glory, glory to the Lamb. Take me into the land.
You take me into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Amen. I think some of us were getting our energy built up. We didn't get right in the flow right off, but I kind of almost felt like we ought to do another chorus of that. I appreciate. Yeah, I put Rock on the spot all the time, and most time
it's the first time I ever said no. I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you feel that way. He's out of breath already. Welcome this morning. Thank the Lord for a beautiful day. We were just thanking Him. You know, He sends the rain. He sends the sunshine. He provides for all of our needs. And I'm especially thankful that in His infinite wisdom, He set aside a day of assembly for His people to corporately worship and turn our attention to Him. I'm going to invite you to bow with me and pray as we just go before the Lord's throne of grace this morning and humble ourselves and invite His presence to be with us and invite each of us to be honest and open before the Lord and let Him meet our needs. Father, we come before You with thanksgiving. These are the things that we know that we need, and we ask that You give us the grace and the humility and the tenderness of heart to honor You, to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, to be full of joy and gratitude and praise and thanksgiving for not only all that You do for us and have done and will do, but for who You are. We thank You and we praise You. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Faithfulness, O God, You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So
song of you.
Lord, sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise of love. Your grace is enough. Thank you.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Will my the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in? When Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I hide my blushing face while Calvary's cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt mine eyes to tears. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cross. We wonder sometimes the significance, the power. Even as the Apostle Paul said, it is an offense. Father, it reminds us that when we see the cross in its true power and beauty, it is a reminder that we, as your children who have strayed and been disobedient and rebelled, are truly powerless to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps or present ourselves as worthy. But in your grace, you paid the price, and the cross lets us see that what we could not do for ourselves, you graciously did for us because of your great love. And so we bow at the cross and realize it is there that we first begin to see the true light of our condition. And there have our hearts and eyes open to the need of your grace And there, when we accept that, grace is poured out mightily. And so we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And please be seated. Well, we're glad to have each of you with us this morning. Take time for some announcements. And I really would like to call your attention to this one insert about the transformation gathering that's coming up this Saturday. It is the 10th anniversary of the March for Transformation here in Mercer County. How many folks remember 10 years ago and were a part of that or remember? It's a goodly number of folks who were a part of that. Well, this is the 10th anniversary, and this year, instead of a march, it's going to be a gathering there on Main Street, right in front of Harrodsburg Christian Church, from 10 a.m. to noon. And basically, it is a worship service. A worship team has been put together. It will be a call to prayer. I've been asked to address the folks with a brief message calling us to pray for our community and to take a stand for that which is right, because we are plagued with so many problems. This is just an opportunity to pray together, and I think the brochure captures it. If you have a heart to pray for our community, then this event is for you. So that is this coming Saturday, 10 to noon. We would appreciate your attendance and participation, and I think it is a very needed observation in this anniversary of the 10th year of the March for Transformation. So hold on to those, and if you don't mind, maybe pass those out somewhere. If you have a place where you a place of business that would allow you to put one up and it's not there, or you have a friend that you could give it to, then please pass those on. Great potluck last Sunday. We had food left over in abundance. Some of that went to the Christian Life Center, for which they were very appreciative. For Wanda's coordinating that, and then all the folks who helped us set up, clean up, thank you so much. Wednesday activities, you are familiar with those, and those will continue. The 9:30 video series here. When I put in here about the new hearing enhancement system, Mike is not here today. He and Paul are attending a confirmation of one of their grandchildren at the church they attend, and we certainly support Mike and Paul in supporting their grandchildren for that. So Mike would be here next week, and we should have all the bugs worked out and get a chance to use those. Also, remember we mentioned the possibility of starting worship service out at the Willows? Well, that's happening. And if you have any questions, Robbie has a real heart for this. And he and I met with the activities director and got set up for every third Sunday to have a service out there. And so if you'd like to volunteer or be a part of that, please see Robbie Corley. And we're starting this month, May 20th. Services are at 3:30. And we're scheduled to go every third Sunday. That's our communion Sunday as well, which will allow us the opportunity to share communion with those residents who would like to receive the Lord's Supper. So May 27th, our college and high school graduates will be honored. And since Mother's Day is next Sunday, our elders and deacons meeting will be moved to May 20th. I think that's all the announcements that I had. If you would like to share an announcement or a word of thanks, just raise your hand and wait till Kent finds you, and you can share with us. Ruth, if you would begin.
Again, Vacation Bible School is June 4th through the 8th at Pioneer Baptist, and if you have agreed to hang out with us, and if you didn't hear about it till today and would like to do it, maybe some of the bigger fellas over there would like to do that. And just let me know. Thank you.
I, too, would like to say thank you for everybody helped with the potluck last week. I didn't get to stay. Heard it was a great success. I've had a couple people call and make some suggestions. I would welcome those. If you have something that you would like to see or something you think would work better or would like to volunteer to help, please let me know. We would love to have you.
I would like to thank everybody for praying for my dad during his open heart surgery and things. And if you could continue to keep him in prayer, I'd appreciate it. He has some compliance issues. that need to be addressed to protect him from himself. So keep him in prayer. And then I'd also like to mention Stephen Gray. I went to see him after his kidney removal, and he was doing well, but during the night he's had a very serious complication arise. He had an emergency CT. He has blood coming through an NG tube and a GI doctor on the way. It's some type of obstruction, they think, post-surgery. And Linda has asked for prayer. His wife, Linda, has asked for prayer that it's nothing serious. So thank you all so much for your prayers.
I too want to say thank you for praying for Dad. Last week we had doctor's appointment every day. At one time the nurse said, "Do you know why you're here?" And he said, "I have absolutely no idea." Because we had been to so many appointments all week, and we were able to get through the brain MRI, which was a huge, huge undertaking. We got through the port being put in to his chest, getting ready for chemo and radiation. I don't know if it's... My dad also has compliant issues at the moment. So if you would, please keep him in your prayers and me. I would greatly appreciate it.
I'd just like to ask for prayer for a science teacher out at Mercer Elementary, Ellie Vandeveer, and she lost her mother and her grandmother both in a car accident the other night. So she's one of Mallory's teachers, and her daughter actually works with Talitha some and has worked with Ben in the preschool. So we kind of got a connection with that family, and just a real tough time for them right now.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Satter's mom of his heart fell and broke her wrist a few days ago. She's had surgery and is in Cardinal Hill for therapy. Seems to be accepting it pretty well. Ask that you remember all them. Also want to remember some friends and some family who have lost loved ones this week. It's been very traumatic for a lot of people, apparently. God knows our hearts. He knows who they are. He knows what they need. He knows what we need. I just pray that we would be able to help those people also in their needs as we can do it. I know God will bless them in these losses, however he sees fit. And like I said, God knows who they are. He'll take care of everything.
I have a real quick exhortation about the sound system and a little housekeeping. You know, a lot of times we'll start off the singing and people will be going to me, "I can't hear you, I can't hear you." Well, you know, in order for me to tell a sound man, I have to stop singing and tell him. So if that's the case and we need your help, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a congregation time sometimes to help with the sound. Just slip out of your seat, go back there. Another thing I'd like to point out is sometimes our worship tech will be back there. "You can't hear?" "Oh, you're pointing at your ear. You can't hear me? Are you scratching your ear?" "I'm sorry." Dorothy went like this, and I thought, man, I'm echoing in this place. Sure, yeah, she can hear me. our worship tech, I know one time she was needing to change the song, and someone went back there and started talking with her. You know, please be aware that these people, what they're contributing, very important things to service. So at the beginning of the service, when the sound levels are all off, and GTA had a big assembly here, And you heard all the distortion at the beginning of the service, and you heard Terry's distortion until I went to the back. They had slid the mains way down. Who knows why? But, you know, if you would please slip out of your seat and tell them gently, just gently, it would really help, okay? Thank you all.
Thanks, Rod.
And that's why I couldn't do that other song. I so tore up over everything going here.
That's fine. You know, all of this, if you think about it, there are some folks who could not worship if everything wasn't click, click, precise, without ever a flaw. Well, we have a lot of humanness here with human beings. We also share this facility with folks at God's Treehouse. And you know, when you live with people and work with people, you have to learn to adjust and to be gracious. One of my lifelong philosophies has been that flexibility is a virtue. And if you'd remember that, sometimes we have to help each other out. Yes, I am flexible, Michelle. I have so many things going through my sister's visiting today. And I was just afraid she's going to read one of these articles and say, I don't remember it that way, you know. So I'm a little on edge too, Rock. So, and Michelle, I know, she said, Dad's just, he's not flexible, but I try. But we appreciate everybody sharing together and making things work. And it was one of the interesting things that we just thought about, putting it in perspective when we were praying together. And Rock was talking about how much we miss Mike. We miss every one of our worship team. They're not here. I mean, but he had an obligation. And I remember Rock observing in prayer, we miss if he doesn't show up. But wouldn't it be awful if the Lord didn't show up? And so often we get our focus on the musicians, the pastor, the this person or that person. Thank goodness the Lord is faithful to show up.
I found out they heard that prayer. My mic was on.
So there's another technical glitch. I always make sure mine's off when I go to the bathroom, I can assure you of that. We have another announcement over here. I'm sorry, Michael.
Last night in the middle of the night, I don't have any details on this, one of my buddies who's a Christian, he's a dispatcher, he said, man, check this out. And he had a news thing that in the state of Iowa, the governor there has signed into law absolutely no abortions, period.
Amen.
I couldn't believe it. It was a woman. I don't know their politics. I don't know the governor, but it was a woman, and she, man, they were just, everyone there was ecstatic.
And, that is big news.
And I didn't hear it any place else.
Probably not.
Terry, I have one more. Mona asked me to bring the congregation up to date on Kalen. Mona's brother, Kalen, who's been suffering with prostate cancer for going on 9 years or 8 years, has been accepted into a trial in Nashville, goes down the 18th. They're going to put him up a couple nights in Ronald McDonald House, which his brother, his twin, had some comments to say about that. But he's doing an evaluation to see where he's at and to get started on this. And also, he's not, it's really hard on him driving 3.5 hours, and he's going 3.5 hours this weekend to Dayton to be with his son who's having surgery, and I believe his mom's going with him. So pray for him as he travels. Hopefully he's not driving, but he probably will be. And just pray for him as he goes through this new trial that the Lord might use to add to his days.
Amen.
Did I get everything?
It's mornings like this that make us vividly aware that there are a lot of needs in a lot of ways and in a lot of places. And the Lord invites us to cast all our cares upon Him and to bring our prayers before His throne of grace. And so I want to ask that you would bow with me at this time. And take just a moment to let your mind go back on the things you've heard this morning. People who need prayer. Folks who are going through major surgery issues. Cancer treatment. And you know, when we hear those things, it kind of finds a little place in our mind and heart. But when it comes to our family, it becomes very, very, very personal, very important, and high on the prayer priorities. The Bible tells us to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. To pray for one another and to encourage one another. So, Father, with this time of sharing, we come before you with the full realization that because of your presence with us, we do not have to repeat everything that's been said because you never miss a beat. You hear every word, you know every thought, you know it even before it's on our lips. And so, Father, we join our hearts together as best we can to identify and empathize with those who are going through these trials, and we lift them up before you. Bring them constantly and often, Father, to our minds on a daily basis that we might just stop and bring them before your throne of grace. We pray healing for those recovering from surgery. We pray healing for those who are going to require a miracle of healing. We pray grace and comfort for those who are grieving. We pray truth and insight for those who are struggling with understanding the things that are going on around them, for broken relationships. We pray, Father, for much grace and forgiveness and understanding. For all the things that come against us in our lives, we pray your power, your strength, your truth, your wisdom. Father, we bring these before you this morning as a body of believers, asking that you meet every need according to your wisdom, according to your will, and according to your riches of grace and mercy in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. I think we have a birthday. Yes, and I knew she would skip out. Is Emmeline here? Is Emmeline okay? She knew it was going to be her birthday, and she was afraid we were going to do something. So happy birthday. Everybody call her and wish her happy birthday. All right, Rock, we'll have the kids go down to Children's Church and ask the worship team to come at this time.
Stand with me, please.
Lost or saved, find their way at the sound. Your great name opened in, feel no shame. At the sound of your great name, every fear has no place. At the sound of your great name, the enemy, he has to leave. At the sound of your great name, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. All the world will praise your great name. All the weak find their strength at the sound of your great name. Grace at the sound of your great name. The fatherless find their rest at the sound of your great name. The sick are healed and the dead are raised at the sound of your great name. lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, defender, my Savior, you are my King. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, defender, my Savior, you are my King.
Sing the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. We bow before you, Jesus. There's no other name but Jesus. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior, you are my King.
Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. And all the world will praise your great name. Your great name. Your great name. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues of power. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. I was lost in utter darkness, till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin, when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song, now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy words above. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. I was lost in utter darkness,
till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing,
sorry we don't tell you that enough. We know if we've got a wife or a husband, a girlfriend, guy friend, and we don't tell them that, they miss it, and we just take you for granted, Lord. So hopefully this morning everyone from the heart told you and sang to you that we love you.
Yes, Lord.